So in the Gita, it said that karma is at karma and jnana in the fifth chapter. Both give the same results, but karma is better because it is similar to the soul's nature of being active. But then we consider that in the yoga ladder, jnana yoga is higher than karma yoga. And for that matter, karma is focused on enjoying the world, jnana is focused on demonizing the world. So, and there is a it's all different systems of philosophy also, with the different understandings of the world. So how can it be similar? See, when Krishna is using the words karma and jnana, he is not necessarily using them in the sense of whole philosophical systems. Arjuna and Krishna are not discussing broad philosophical treatises. They are discussing courses of action. So karma in that context refers to action, the path of action we could say. And jnana refers to the path of inaction or renunciation based on contemplation. So, now there are some connections between the Sankhya, which is being talked about over there, and the Sankhya as a philosophy. But they are not exactly in all ways the same. Because words have contextual meanings as well as context-independent meanings. Here, in the context, Krishna is telling Arjuna that Nishreyasa karau bhav. Nishreyasa means both will lead to long-term benefit. But is it that both will lead to the exact same benefit? That's not the point. That's not what Krishna is telling also. Is he saying that by both you will attain moksha or both will attain Vaikuntha or what exactly will attain? Krishna is not specifying any identical ultimate goal. He is broadly saying that both will lead to nishreyasa. Both will lead to long-term well-being. And in that context, both are similar. And when Krishna uses the word karma in that context, he is not using using karma to refer to karma kanda. He is actually using it to refer to karma yoga. Because in that context, Krishna has already told karmanneva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachina. Twice in the flow of the second chapter as well as in the flow of the third chapter, from karma kanda to karma yoga, that progression has already happened. And Krishna is talking about karma yoga. So that it is not about romanticizing the world and enjoying this world. Krishna is saying, if you look at the context, it is working with detachment. There are several sections, several places. Krishna also talks about saktaha karma, asaktaha, work without attachment. So Krishna is telling, among the two options, not of karma as a path of, as karma kanda and jnana as, or sankhya or jnana, whatever you want to say, as the metaphysical system of sankhya, but among the path of detached action and contemplative knowledge, among them, Krishna is saying, both will lead to long-term well-being. But among the two, karma yoga is better. So, yes, in terms of karma, now in terms of, see, the Bhagavad Gita has a context. In the yoga ladder itself is something which is an overall truth. But in the Bhagavad Gita's context, there are very few verses which are actually speaking positively about the path of inaction. Because the context of Arjuna is that Krishna wants Arjuna to act. So therefore, Krishna stresses always on action, not on renunciation in the Bhagavad Gita. So the very fact that Arjuna wanted to renounce the world indicates that he considered renunciation to be higher than action. And we see that broad cultural understanding being there, where renunciates are respected even by the kings. So renunciation being respectable is like a broad Vedic understanding. And Krishna is not challenging that. There are many other places in the scripture where, say, jnana or a type of renunciation of the world for contemplation of higher reality is considered higher than engagement in the world for the purpose of enjoying the world. So in the Gita, that hierarchy, that renunciation is higher than action, in principle, is already accepted. But in the context of Arjuna, for him, inaction is not preferable. For him, the path of detached action is preferable. And that is the stress which Krishna is driving towards through the analysis. So he's speaking in general principles that both will lead to long-term well-being, but your particular long-term well-being, and in general people who are not very detached, who are not very much in sattva-guna, who can actually just focus on contemplative meditation, in general also, the path of detached action is better than the path of renounced contemplation. That's the principle which Krishna is talking about over there for Arjuna, for the application for Arjuna.